Coppola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And it's a beautiful start to a beautiful new week here in Pensacola. And that's right, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you as always. Chris, what's up?
Oh, well, it's another beautiful day in the neighborhood. Just absolutely gorgeous out there. And I know you'll be taking us through the next couple hours here with the weather updates and all. But I want to tell you, you and I were just talking off mic here a second ago. Here's what I did over the weekend. I became a mobile unit for taking people to the polls.
Very nice. Selfless.
Well, what I did was we got with the HOA in the neighborhood, and they had a list of people that doesn't drive, you know, they couldn't get across. And our polling station is literally just across the street from our neighborhood. So I showed you a picture. Saints fan. I pulled a Saints fan. A poor Saints fan.
Yeah, bless their hearts.
Yeah, bless their little hearts. But anyway, took people over to the polls. And I just want to remind you, while we're talking about this, go out and early vote. General election, less than 8 days away. Here's a few deadlines you need to be aware of. Now, of course, today, early voting continues. 10 sites, Escambia County, 6 sites, Santa Rosa, through November 2nd. November 5th, of course, Election Day. Polls will be open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Cast a ballot at an early voting site. You must have a photo ID and signature proof. I can attest to that. They checked mine out. And I was happy. I said, thank you. News Radio 92.3's live and local election coverage beginning 7 p.m. on election night next Tuesday. Ready for that.
All righty. And also, it's air show week. The NAS Pensacola Homecoming Air Show kicks off Friday morning. Thousands of people are going to be headed on board to watch the show. Commander Captain Terry Shashati stopped by News Radio 92.3 this morning, and he spoke about some of the things that you should, you know, be encouraged to bring or not bring. Don't bring weapons or anything that can be perceived as a weapon. That should be obvious. Don't bring coolers. Do not bring umbrellas. You can bring a chair. That's encouraged, as the air show is obviously going to go on for a bit. But yes, the Homecoming Air Show features both our Navy Blue Angels and the Air Force Thunderbirds this year, and you can see both in a Super Delta Formation flight over of the area on Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Another thing that kind of took place, I darn forgot this because I was so excited about it, Barktoberfest.
Yes.
It was, it's in the books, but what an event it was. The Pensacola Humane Society knocked himself out this year. Great, great, great event. Celebrated the annual Barktoberfest on Sunday. Seville Square was packed with dog owners, their four-legged furry friends. It was quite a hoot. Humane Society officials say the event brought awareness to the immediate need for sheltered adoptions and really just fostering those animals. Proceeds from the event helped the Humane Society help homeless animals. And what a day it was. Just absolutely fantastic.
All right, just about 4:15 here. Hopefully the roads and weather will be fantastic as well. I'll get a quick look at it for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Do have an accident report on Highway 29. This is if you are traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard. Got some heavy congestion over there. Outside of that, there's not too much going on that you normally wouldn't expect at this hour. The worst looking spot is probably Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's 78 degrees with a low of 67 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a sunny, beautiful Tuesday. High of 79, low of 69.
Okay, 4:16 News Radio 92.3. Let me just get you all up to speed here with what the markets did. Stocks ended up ahead of the big week for big tech. Fox's Hillary Marsky has the report.
The major averages kicking off the new trading week higher, with the Dow turning positive for the month as investors get in gear for the busiest week of third quarter earnings reports with a focus on big tech. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors ending in the green, with financials the biggest gainers, while energy lagged as oil prices fell. And shares of McDonald's rose over 1% after the fast food chain ruled out that its beef patties were the source of its E. coli outbreak. The Dow winners today, Goldman Sachs, 3M, and McDonald's. The Dow decliners, Boeing, Honeywell, and IBM. The Dow up 273 points and snapping a five-session losing streak. The Nasdaq higher by 49. S&P 500 up 15. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, home buyers, home sellers, watching those mortgage numbers this afternoon. Mortgage Daily News reporting the benchmark 30-year fixed rate holding pretty steady right now, 6.90%. The latest reading on that 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, 6.37%.
Also, just want to give you a bit of a warning. At 5:30, so about an hour and 13 minutes from now, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to the Florida State-North Carolina football game. Florida State finally playing a game back home. It's been a few weeks. They had a bye week. They went to Duke. They went to Miami. It was a whole ordeal. But now we do have the Noles back in Tallahassee, and we do have tickets to give away for that. So I'm sure I'll whip up some trivia question for next hour.
Oh, so we're doing that today?
Yes.
Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah, I'll think of something.
Coming up in 25 minutes or so, we're also going to kind of look back at the high school week 10, all the winners and what the scores were, and we'll get you all set up for week number 11. We'll talk SEC, and we've got an NFL game coming up tonight, so hang around for that one.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And also, former President Trump planning to host an election night watch party in South Florida next week. The campaign for the Republican presidential nominee planning to hold the event at the Palm Beach County Convention Center. On November 5th, a recent poll by the University of North Florida shows that Trump is ahead of Vice President Kamala Harris by 10 percentage points. Early voting is currently underway across the state, of course.
I would not believe those numbers. Poll numbers, I just... Again,
don't hang too much on them.
No, absolutely, because I got to get into the sample base. That's where I got to kind of dig in a little bit. But take it for what it is, and
right.
that's what it is. Just take it for what it is. While we're on the subject of election and things like that, GOP leaders of Congress responding to criticism that Vice President Kamala Harris made toward former President Donald Trump.
There was a rare bicameral statement from House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Both Republican leaders say they're disappointed in Vice President Kamala Harris calling former President Trump a fascist. That statement says this, says, quote, "The vice president's words more closely resemble those of President Trump's second would-be assassin than her own earlier appeal to civility, calling on the vice president to take the threats on former President Trump seriously and, quote, stop escalating the threat environment and help ensure President Trump has the necessary resources to be protected from those threats." And the vice president again saying she condemns any political violence, then again called former President Trump a threat to democracy.
I think she has a hard time kind of separating the two of truth and false. It's a very touchy situation there, but it's happening.
Yes, absolutely. Just about 4:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, billionaire Elon Musk being sued by a Philadelphia prosecutor over his $1 million giveaway for registered voters. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, everybody. This is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information. Paid for by Santa Rosa's Tomorrow Today.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
For far too long, District 1 has been represented by someone who's more interested in making headlines than helping us. I'm different. I'm Gay Valamont, and I'm a mother, community advocate, and someone who's been through real struggles just like you. I've faced adversity and come out strong, and now I'm ready to bring my compassion, integrity, and common sense to Washington. Let's focus on real solutions, not distractions. On November 5th, vote for me, Gay Valamont. It's time for real change.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children aren't harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
I'm Carissa Burgosh, running for school board, District 4, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carissa Burgosh.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app. When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get things started with another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we did have an accident on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Detroit Avenue. That's causing some backups. Outside of that, it's just a few more of the usual spots, such as I-10 and Highway 90. As for the weather, 78 degrees, low of 67 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be essentially the same thing. High of 79, low of 69. Another sunny, beautiful day.
Interesting event on the way. I wanted to kind of pass this on to you. It's to help assist military leaders transitioning from active duty to the private business sector. Now, this is a very important thing. It is it's a hard leap. It's something that's not easy. The Emerald Coast is Grateful Workshop, set to go in 11 days. It'll be Friday, November 8th at the 150 War Fighter Way in Dufuniac Springs. It's not far from here. It's about an hour, 10 minutes, something like that, to the east of us.
Right.
Special Ops Transitioning Foundation helps vets who want to move outside the defense industry, teaching them how to apply their experience to businesses like finance, healthcare. This is important because I got a son in the military too. I mean, I know the difference in how hard it is to make that leap back into the private sector. And they'll help you. This workshop is designed, if you're in that position, is exactly precisely the place you need to be on November the 11th. Hey, GOP governor's push to block reinstatement of alleged non-citizens to the state's voter rolls could head to the Supreme Court. You know what we're talking about. Virginia has let 1,600 votes. Non-citizens who proclaim they're non-citizens, they had eliminated them from the voter rolls, and now they put them back on.
An appeals court ruling says a lower court made the right move to reinstate about 1,600 Virginia voters whose citizenship is in question, leading to swift criticism from Virginia Republicans like Congressman Morgan Griffith.
One set of rules applies or is enforced against Republicans, and a different set is applied or enforced against Democrats.
The Supreme Court has given the Department of Justice until tomorrow afternoon to respond to Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin's appeal. Meanwhile, Griffith tells Fox News Radio House Republicans could look into whether the law was applied fairly. A DOJ lawsuit argues that removing voters from the rolls too close to Election Day violates the National Voter Registration Act. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All righty, and I hinted at this before the break. Billionaire Elon Musk being sued by a Philadelphia prosecutor over his $1 million giveaway for registered voters. The Philadelphia DA's office filed a lawsuit Monday aiming to stop Musk's America Political Action Committee's lottery. The PAC is awarding $1 million every day until the election to a registered voter in swing states who signs a petition supporting free speech and the Second Amendment. Philly's DA argued that the lottery will irreparably harm Philadelphians and also tarnish the public's right to a free and fair election if not stopped.
Okay, 427 News Radio 92.3. Are you concerned about how early voting's going? Well, let me kind of give you an update here. The GOP is leading Democrats by a sizable margin in early voting here in Florida, that is. Polls are showing former President Trump comfortably leading across the state. Here's some numbers for you to digest. Republicans, 1,313,419. Democrats, 681,035. And independent voters, 458,540. And as we're kind of talking about this genre of information, a new poll finds many Americans are worried about the aftermath of the election, and Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more on it.
The new AP NORC poll finds about 4 in 10 voters say they're extremely or very concerned about violent attempts to overturn the results of the election. A similar number is worried about legal efforts to overturn the results, and about a third say they're extremely or very worried about attempts by local or state officials to stop results from being finalized. While most voters of both parties think the vice president would concede a loss, only 1 in 10 Democrats think former President Trump will. Half of voters said the former president would weaken democracy if he wins. About 4 in 10 voters said Vice President Harris would weaken democracy if she wins. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All righty. And an unusual Halloween heat wave coming to parts of the country this week. Texas and some of the Southwest will hit 80 or 90 degrees, while the upper Midwest will get temperatures in the 60s and 70s. The warm temperatures will move into the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes by tomorrow, where record highs are possible for cities like Chicago and Cleveland. NYC and Washington, D.C. will see temperatures near 80 degrees on Halloween Thursday. Meanwhile, the Northeast and Midwest will start to cool down by Friday, although the South will stay hot into this weekend. Yeah, I believe it. Man, a humid Halloween. What a bummer.
Typical Florida.
Yes, and apparently typical America, if that headline is any implication.
Yes, you're right. Not your typical weekend fishing trip just taking place here. The Coast Guard had to rescue a 48-year-old man from a charter fishing vessel. That vessel was called the Crank and Reels. It happened about 75 miles offshore from Destin on Saturday after the unidentified man reportedly experienced a medical emergency. The air crew arrived on scene, hoisted the man aboard, and transported him to an awaiting emergency medical service staff over to Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola. They've been very busy. As you know, the fourth astronaut, 3 of them went back after landing off the coast of Pensacola the other day. There was one still in Ascension Sacred Heart. So they have a 48-year-old fisherman there at Sacred Heart as well. And coming up in just a few darn minutes here, we're going to tell you about UWF's winning streak.
On Tom Graham, Vice President Harris is in the swing state of Michigan today. She toured a semiconductor factory and accused former President Trump of diminishing the country.
And talking down at people. Talking about
that we're the garbage can of the world. We're not.
Well, Harris holding a joint event with running mate Tim Walz tonight. Mr. Trump is in battleground Georgia for two events today. It's a state he narrowly lost in 2020. Early voting is underway in Georgia with record turnout.
Georgia officials believe they're going to get results fast. Remember, 4 years ago, 95% of the vote was counted by election night, but you remember the race was still very close. President Biden won this state by less than 12,000 votes, but Republicans think they've got a better message now and more solid footing this cycle.
It's Fox's Mark Meredith in Powder Springs, Georgia. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Apple today released iOS 18.1, an update that includes the company's AI called Apple Intelligence for the iPhone 16 and iPhone 15 Pro. It also released software updates for iPad and Mac with Apple Intelligence. The release is a critical milestone for Apple, which is relying on the feature launch to power its marketing campaign for the iPhone 16 lineup released last month. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher, with the Dow gaining 273. The S&P 500 was up 15, and the NASDAQ grew by 48 points. Boeing is launching a stock offering that could raise up to $19 billion as the plane maker aims to strengthen its finances amid a strike by its largest union. Shares of Japanese camera giant Olympus fell today after news of the resignation of its chief executive officer over drug allegations emerged. U.S. crude oil futures under $68 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Patriots can't catch, they can't block, and New England had to turn to its backup QB, and it was still good enough to beat the Jets. Considering the expectations, the Jets are the biggest joke in the NFL. And everyone will have someone to blame, but let's be clear, the conversation starts and ends with the embarrassing partnership between Woody Johnson and Aaron Rodgers, causing one of the biggest NFL failures we've ever seen. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not calling John Anthony, you're simply missing out. To prove it, I'm releasing your Monday Night Report absolutely free and recorded message line, 1-800-244-5506. New York at Pittsburgh tonight is going to be a monster game, and I've got the side and total. New York-Pittsburgh confirmed analysis, pro hoops, and special prop action. That's five big plays. John Anthony has you covered. I love to sweep the board. Call now. Hear him for free and recorded message, 1-800-244-5506. Information wins. John Anthony Sports, number one against spread. Call 1-800-244-5506. You want the information? I've got it. New York, Pittsburgh, plus hoops and special prop action. I love to go 5-0 with the season free. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. 1-800-244-5506. That's 1-800-244-5506, or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about drama in Milton. There's always something, and there definitely was this time around. Tom Dahlberg, who is here in town for CivicCon, spoke about bullying. Also, the comments by Governor DeSantis when he visited the sheriff's office on Friday to talk about Amendment 3 and marijuana and reveal some of the truths about Amendment 3 that are not in the ballot language summary. Plus, Captain Terry Schischetti, the commanding officer at NAS Pensacola, joined us. You can listen to all of these comments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
There are approximately 5,000 media market radio stations in the country, and only one was recognized for excellence by winning the prestigious Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters at a ceremony in New York City.
News Radio 92.3,
the Media Market Station of the Year. Thanks to you. This is Pensacola's news, weather, and traffic station.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in.
Very upbeat song to bring us in from that Fox News break there. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, of course. Just past 4:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Not too much going on. Still got some minor issues on Highway 29. If you're traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard, once again, we had an accident report earlier this hour. Outside of that, it's just some of the usual spots, and even they aren't looking too severe at this time. As for the weather, it's still 78 degrees, low of 67 tonight, mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, going to be sunny, mostly clear once again, with a high of 79 and low of 69.
Thinking about maybe making some money tonight?
Perhaps.
Okay, how about $28 million?
I'd like the sound of that.
That is your Powerball figure for this evening, $13.4 million. That's your cash option. Heading out the door, they'll make that drawing 10 o'clock tonight, by the way, on that one. Let's talk some high school football.
Let's.
You know, because kind of teased us about 20 minutes or so ago. Well, we know we talked about this on Friday, Panama City, Mosley down Gulf Breeze. It was 48-7. That was your Thursday game. And then right out of the box, my man right over here, in the voice, in the booth, Booker T. Washington, Dustin, what happened to that game?
I was walking. I had gotten there just as fast as I could, and I was walking up the bleachers, and I hear people start cheering. I look over my shoulder, and they're saying, touchdown, Dustin. They scored the kickoff. They went for two. They got it. 8-0 right out of the gate before Washington even gets their mitts on the ball. The final was 49-8 Washington.
Wow.
So Washington took it personally.
Didn't see that one coming. Lighthouse Private Christian Academy. Over Central, it was 30-22.
Really? Yeah. I doubted them. Congrats to them.
Yeah. Scambia over Pine Forest. Tight game, 14-13.
Ooh.
Do you know anything about that game?
I took a Scambia to win it. I didn't think it was going to be that close. Pine Forest can be tricky. I know that some of the struggles they had early weren't really indicative of how good of a team they were. Right. But I'm surprised the Scambia struggled that much.
You know, we talked about that Weehawken Hitchcock game.
Yes.
Jade destroyed Weehawken. It was 41-0.
Have they given up a point all year?
What a team the Royals are. Just kind of scary, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, Niceville over Milton, 43-3.
Yeah, I heard about that one. That makes Milton 0-9.
Remember Dandy Don used to say, turn out the lights, the party's over. All right, Pace over Navarre, 35-7.
Yeah, that was... I don't even know how to describe that. That's intoxicating for me as a Pace alum, knowing how good Navarre football program, you know, knowing how good it was for years. To see Pace get that win, that's amazing.
They had a big deal at Blue Wahoo Stadium Friday night. They had costuming, stuff like that, a lot of extracurricular activities. And then there was the football game.
Yes.
Pensacola High over West Florida, 28-21.
I figured that would be a good game. But Pensacola's just had a better season, so it doesn't surprise me.
Catholics mean and just mean. That's
all I can They're say. Crusading just everybody.
Yeah. Catholic, Pensacola Catholic, 45 South Walton 7. They never knew what hit them.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know it would be. I took Catholic, but I didn't think it would be that bad. 38 points. Wow.
Yes, it was quite an impressive game out there. And Tate over Crestview, 54-30.
Yeah, that was a very high-scoring game. I mean, to put up 30 points and to still be outscored by over 20, that just says a lot about the offensive attack that Tate put up.
Okay, let's ramp it up for week number 11. Can you believe we're 11 weeks into the schedule?
That's unbelievable.
All right, here's your Thursday, October. Hey, it's Halloween night game.
Hey!
Northview at Flemington, Alabama.
I'll take Flemington.
You don't know.
I'll take Flemington. I'll take them.
Okay. All right. You're going to go against my Chiefs?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Friday, November 1st, Central at Weewa. We saw the score at Weewa. So.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't think we can hold that against them with how Jay's played. I'll take Central, though.
Yeah. Good. I'm with you on that one. Escambia Tate.
That's tough. I think that's also our game of the week this weekend for on ESPN Pensacola. Man, that is tough. But I'm not going to be in the booth for that one, so I'll call it. I'll take Tate in that game.
You're absolutely correct. It is Escambia Tate. 7 o'clock ESPN Pensacola.
Yes.
99.1 FM and then 1338.
There you go.
Jeez. It's like kind of like chewing gum and walking at the same time. Gulf Breeze at Pensacola.
I got to take Pensacola there.
All right. Jay, and we know how good they are, playing a team called Blackshear, Alabama.
Sorry, Blackshear, I don't know much about you, but I do know that Jay hasn't given up a point in a couple full moons, so I'll take Jay.
Yeah, Pace at Milton.
I got to take Pace. I would take him out of being an alum alone.
I gotcha.
But objectively, Pace has had a far better season.
Okay, Navarre at Niceville.
Okay, you know what? Good job, you know, Navarre, with how you've looked at times this season. I know you're kind of hit or miss. I think you're going to miss this weekend against Niceville.
Here's an interesting matchup. Pensacola Catholic going against another big, bad Catholic team, St. John Paul II.
Ooh.
No idea who St. Paul John II is.
Oh, I was about to say, I don't know much about the school. I've heard the name. Right. I don't know much about the school.
Good for you. You see, that's a moral character.
Yeah, there you go. I'll take Catholic to win. Why not?
I think it's a pretty safe move. And last but not least, West Florida Pine Forest.
That's a tough one. I'll take Pine Forest. I'll take Pine Forest, especially with how they scared Escambia this last weekend.
Okay, since the Guardians are no longer in the action, and we know that the weeks ago that happened, but who are you pulling for in terms of the World Series?
The Yankees. I'm pulling for them, so them beating the Guardians isn't for nothing.
Okay, Yankees, Dodgers preparing to square off in Game 3 of the 2024 World Series a bit later tonight. It must be a West Coast game. Which means
I think it's in New York now. The first two games were in LA.
What would they say later tonight if they would say that? I would have thought that with the 2-hour difference.
I'll tell you the kickoff time.
First pitch out.
Yeah, I'll tell you that.
So that's why I said later tonight and question that.
7:08.
And that's later?
I mean, yeah. It's over 2 hours from now.
Okay, but I was just saying later tonight. I was thinking like 10 o'clock.
It sounds like deep in the evening. Yeah, but that's the thing with this being in New York. They're being a bit more considerate.
Okay, let's just unscrew this whole thing. Fox's Nate Foy is reporting from outside Yankee Stadium in the Bronx.
We've spoken with fans from both sides, a couple women on vacation from L.A. supporting the Dodgers, a couple visiting from Kalamazoo, Michigan. The one thing that all fans can agree upon is that it's going to be electric inside the ballpark tonight. One big storyline is the struggles of Aaron Judge, the Yankees star, just 6-for-40 this postseason and 1-for-9 with 6 strikeouts so far in the World Series. He will have to turn things around if the Yankees want to turn this series around. Meanwhile, the Dodgers' big star, Shohei Ohtani, hasn't really been good either. He hurt his shoulder sliding into second base in game 2. He is expected to play tonight.
Okay. While we're talking times and being whether it's a later time tonight or an adequate 7:05 first pitch time, what we do know in 6 days, it is the end of daylight savings time.
That is true.
Gosh. Go ahead. Enjoy the extended amount of sunlight. Just go ahead. You got a few days to go ahead
live
and do
it up.
This.
Yeah.
Knock yourself out. One key health benefit of DST It allows people, of course, to enjoy more outdoor activities. Sunday, November 3rd, turn the clocks back an hour to Central Standard Time.
All righty, 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still got those issues on Highway 29 because of that accident report traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard. Also have issues on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, it's just a couple of the usual spots that we see every afternoon. As for the weather, 78 degrees, low of 67. Tomorrow, sunny, mostly clear. Tuesday, high of 79, low of 69.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's getting really, really dangerous over in the Ukraine. Now that North Korea has kind of integrated their troops with the Russian troops over there, let me let Tanya J. Powers explain this whole mess.
About 10,000 North Korean troops have been sent to Russia to train and will be on the front lines in the war in the next several weeks, according to a Pentagon spokesperson. Some of the North Korean troops have already moved closer to Ukraine and are believed to be heading to the Kursk border region. Earlier Monday, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte confirmed recent Ukrainian intelligence reports and last week's claim by President Volodymyr Zelensky that North Korea had joined the conflict. President Biden called the troop addition very dangerous. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken are meeting with their South Korean counterparts in Washington later this week. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
All righty, 4:47 here. Wall Street closing higher to start the week. Mentioned this earlier. You know, we always give our stock numbers every hour. The specific numericals for you, if that sounds smart at all. The Dow gained 273 points to 42,387. The S&P 500 added 15 points to 58,23. And the NASDAQ rose 48 points to 18,567.
Okay, 4:47 News Radio, 92.3. Here's a story I want to just let you know that if you don't catch it while you're driving home this afternoon from work, you can go to the News Radio 92.3 website. I wrote this story earlier today. Well, thought I'd share it with you. Okaloosa County decided on Friday to move the SS United States from Philadelphia to Mobile. Originally, that was scheduled. They were going to do the work in Norfolk. And they blew this off. The deal is now going to move the decommissioned ship to the Port of Mobile, where it will be stripped of hazardous material so it can become an artificial dive reef off the coast of Destin. The ship's departure from Philadelphia has not been established as of yet. That's big economic news, I got to tell you, because got to have a lot of folks stripping this thing out and cleaning it up before it's sunk.
Right.
And so Norfolk doesn't get the business, but the Port of Mobile does.
Okay, 4:48 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, you know, we had that Trump rally in Madison Square Garden, and celebrities and famous politicians all lined up, you know, giving their endorsements and hype-ups and whatever. And there's a comedian named Tony Hinchcliffe. He made a joke that he probably shouldn't have made, and now Trump and his posse are all being tied to it, and not for the better. We got details on that stuff and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I am Jennifer Brer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. It has been my honor to uphold my campaign promise to listen, respond, and represent our concerns at City Hall. I am a fierce advocate for our community and being fiscally responsible with taxpayer money, and it is always taxpayer money. Please re-elect me on November 5th and let your voice continue to be heard. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow.
Come over and Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:52 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather for you in just a few minutes. But first, hinted at this before the break, and for whatever reason, this is a big issue. New Yorkers with Puerto Rican ties are reacting to a joke told at former President Trump's Madison Square Garden rally. Comedian Tony Hinchcliffe, who opened Sunday's rally, likened Puerto Rico to an island of garbage. And hey, let's be real, that's not very cool. But at a rally this afternoon, former New York City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Veverito said that action must be taken to ensure that such racists and bigots don't occupy the White House. Bronx Congressman Richie Torres says that he can't imagine why a rally would be so degrading to a key group of voters. And the Trump campaign did release a statement saying that Hinchcliffe's comment does not reflect the views of the former president. I do want to say this. I don't think Tony necessarily ran his material all by the Trump administration. They're like, oh, that's great. I don't know if that happened. But either way, if you know Tony Hinchcliffe, you know his work, you know how he operates. He is controversial. He is mean. He does say things that can sometimes be dark humor or sometimes be offensive. He does do that. So I think if you know his material, this is not some, whoa, this is out of line. If you want to say it's not too appropriate for a presidential rally, okay, sure. But let's not act like this is out of nowhere and this guy must totally be a piece of garbage. It's like, no, this is just how he operates.
The era for a margin for error is just so critical at this point.
Right.
There is no element. I can't believe they, first of all, put a comedian up there. That's what, first of all, you know, because that's like, not to slight a comedian, because I respect comedians.
Right.
But I'm just saying, it's too critical right now for somebody to do this and then do this.
Right.
Then we have to spend all this time dispelling myths. It wasn't Trump doing this. It was somebody else. It's just a waste of energy and a waste of time. I would have thought more from the Trump organizers.
Right.
I'm not condoning this. I'm not saying yes or no to this. But I think they could have been a little more careful in terms of the selections for speakers. Hey, fire danger and outdoor burning, major concern across the area because of dry conditions. Florida Forestry Service says there is no sign in relief soon. And now's the time to be cautious. Fire officials say this is a drier time of year as drought conditions are common. Experts are keeping an eye on things to determine if an advisory needs to be issued. And I'm looking across the Channel 3 board, and we've got zeros for the next 7 days.
How nice is that?
It's nice, but again,
it comes with a cost.
Yeah, it does. No flipping ashes or butts out of your car. No outside burn. And believe me, I'm only telling you this. They have not put these advisories out yet. I'm just telling you as common sense. It's dry out there. Be extra careful.
Absolutely. Just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still got those issues on Highway 29. They've been there all hour if you're traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard. Did have an accident there about an hour ago. Also have some developing on Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, but that is also very minor. Let's see. Looking at the weather here, 78 degrees still, low of 67 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 79, low of 69.
4:55, News Radio 92.3. Apple is unveiling a long-awaited new computer that is ready for the world of AI. Fox's Eben Brown has more on the report.
Apple is once again not waiting for a giant product unveiling event to show the world its latest version of its iMac personal computer, but instead making the announcement via a blog post on its website. The new iMacs feature the company's M4 processor with a neural engine, which Apple says is designed for use with its coming foray into artificial intelligence. Apple Intelligence has promised to deliver a new experience in managing work and communication. The new iMac will be available next month, with the Apple AI features expected to be made available in December. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, and also here, just this is kind of a strange thing for you. Just in time for Halloween, officials in Hollywood reminding the public about a silly law that carries stiff penalties for violators. Signs are posted up and down Hollywood Boulevard, the Sunset Strip, and other parts of that area that say silly string is prohibited all day on October 31st and November 1st. The product can cause thousands of dollars in property damage to businesses, cars, and of course, you know, famous Hollywood Walk of Fame. That is something to remember. Anyone caught using silly string during those prime Halloween hours faces a not-so-silly penalty of up to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine. Man, I thought this was a free country, Chris. What are we doing?
I think it's,
That is a travesty.
I was going to say, how can I word this carefully? I think it's a safety factor, first of all.
Oh, no. It can damage stuff if it sticks to things, if it dries and kind of like crusts and leaks or whatever.
Absolutely.
It can be damaging. That is fair.
All right. For the dirty side of crime. I'm gonna make the transition from your dirty side to crime to my dirty side of crime.
Yours is probably going to be more serious.
It's sad, is what it is. Yeah. Florida deputies arresting dozens of people allegedly caught looting from victims of Hurricanes Helene and Milton. And Fox's Ty Pirro has the details.
Pinellas County deputies arresting more than 100 people, including at least 41 illegal migrants from Central and South America, for allegedly scamming and looting victims of those two massive hurricanes, Helene and Milton. Now, the Pinellas County Sheriff also warning of contracting scams after victims were charged more than $250 million in total for repairs that scammers never intended to do. He says one suspect even had business cards to pose as a legitimate company. Sheriff adds his office made contact with nearly 200 other individuals in beach communities, including more than 160 migrants, but could not arrest them yet because deputies did not yet have probable cause.
All righty. Also, actor Jay Johnston being sentenced to 1 year in prison related to the January 6th Capitol riot. He pleaded guilty to interfering with law enforcement during civil disorder in July. On the day of the riot, he used a stolen police riot shield to form a wall and a tunnel against police officers and was a part of pinning an officer against a door frame. And you may have known him for his roles in Bob's Burgers and Arrested Development.
Bob's Burgers is an animated series, isn't it?
Yeah, he was a voice actor. I think he was the voice of Jimmy Pesto.
How would we recognize this guy if he walked in?
Yeah, you'd recognize his voice, I guess.
Open your mouth. I want to hear your mouth.
But yeah, no, I mean, it's crazy. You never know what people are up to.
This is true. And it wasn't your typical Friday night for Life Flight 1's helicopter. This is something, I guess, it kind of plays in the back of their mind, the crew I'm talking about. While in flight, a warning light illuminated as it led the pilots to make an unplanned landing in Cantonment. The medical helicopter landed in an area off Neal Road in Pine Top Lane. That copter landed without any problems. Diane Daniels, she's a corporate headquarters communication specialist for Air Methods, who operates Life Flight 1, confirmed a maintenance team was dispatched to inspect the aircraft and then fired it up and went back into service. That's the good side of that story. Nobody hurt. Helicopter okay. Yep. Life goes on.
And once again, it's just a week and a day before Election Day. And, you know, Kamala Harris, Donald Trump giving their closing arguments today. Trump has had two events in battleground Georgia, Vice President Harris in Michigan, three stops in that battleground state. And both vice presidential nominees J.D. Vance and Tim Walz held events in Wisconsin. And Walz also joining Harris in Ann Arbor.
Okay, coming up this next hour, we're going to talk about, I promise, UWF football, getting you all set up for that Saturday. And also we'll talk SEC football as well.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.